Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on that platform too. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have one of the characters from Mad Men probably selling feminism to his boss in the early 1960s, saying that female empowerment eventually means that they will dance around without their clothes on for the price of a cheeseburger. I like to think it's more like that at this stage, it's all about selling those BJs for Big Macs, especially as more men stay single by choice. Up next, we have a woman that's trying to fill her electric car at the gas station. At first, I thought this must be some sort of prank or joke, but then I realized it's probably neither, and this woman probably just misses all the attention she used to get by having men look at her when she was filling her car with gas. Remember, there's a good reason for everything, and then there's the real reason. Number three, looks like Kamala Harris is the new AI czar, ready to save us from artificial intelligence. If you've listened to her speak, then you know she's not very intelligent. Where's the asteroid? I'm ready. Up next is the most popular one for this week, and could you just look at that smug look on that face, that woman on the right? Because she knows about her past and how the guy she's with probably believed her when she said that she had only been with a handful of guys. The problem is that many guys, even if they learn about her past, still think that they can fix her. Moving on, we have a story about a lonely fans model named Soda that was at a house party with spicy content stars while her 2-year-old son smothered himself in the pool. Feminists are probably rejoicing that it was her son and not a daughter. I think the son knew what his mother was doing at the ripe old age of 2, and it was a self-deletion. But remember guys, women are better caregivers than men. Number 6, we have a comic showing you how a woman will respond if she finds the man talking to her attractive or not. If he's not her type and she's not attracted, then she'll take on the opposite value system than he has. In this case, she's going against communist China because he's got Tencent and TikTok on his t-shirt. Women are not only chameleons when they want a man pretending to like the things that he likes, but they also do the opposite, pretending to hate the things that he likes when they don't like him. Moving on is a picture of President Bill Clinton in the 1990s, and almost no one in the current generation understands that there are probably two people in this picture, the other person being Monica Lewinsky under the desk, and she's probably sucking old Slick Willy Schwing Schwing. It's the old Police Academy gag except with a woman gagging instead of good old Proctor. Speaking of good old gay Proctor, it looks like for number 8, a woman tried to book a room at a clothing optional resort in Florida for gay and bisexual guys. But she was refused. It looks like women will invade all male spaces, including the gay ones. She probably figured there wouldn't be much competition there for the bi men that wanted some variety. Of course, she'll probably lose in court because gay men are higher in the victimhood hierarchy than women are. Up next, we have an image of what true men, I mean cucks, do. The guy holding the woman's hand in this one stays by her side when she needs another man up her number 2, of course. He says this way it makes the interaction a lot safer. He says that sometimes women get urges and need to act on them, and it doesn't mean that they don't love us when they do. Newsflash, cuckstar. Women don't love men, and you bought the steak. Why are you watching somebody else eat it in front of you? Next up, a woman tries drawing attention to her jigglies, with a shirt saying that she wishes that they were brains. But why? Big boobs will probably get her further in life. In reality, too much edumacation in women ruins a man's ejaculation. The more university diplomas, the greater the chance of her divorcing you. Number 11, we have Bozo with his girlfriend. She kind of reminds me of Blair White with all that plastic surgery, making her look like a trans woman with fake boobs. He has all that money, and what does he get? A woman that reminds me of the female version of the Bogdanov brothers. With his money, he should be doing what Leonardo DiCaprio is doing with 20-somethings, and not a 50-plus woman with many of the same proportions as a man. At least he doesn't look bad for 60, though. Moving on, which way, young man? The woman that believes in feminism above all else, or the woman that believes in Islam above everything else? In case you're wondering why there's a niche on the forehead of the girl on the left, it's because it stands for Hinduism, and not Honda. How about neither of these women for the win? Number 13, it's not like it's better in the West with women that either focus on their careers or child-rearing. How about a third option one day soon, the artificial womb or lover bots? Also, good luck paying for a wife and 2 kids on 1 income, while she stays home and raises them. So even if you could find a trad wife, odds are you'd be living in poverty, and she'd still be looking for a rich chad. Up next, we have another woman that doesn't want to be judged for her past, and may I present to you her past? Looks like she's been blacked. Who wants to put a ring on it when all these fellows already put their bling in her, and I'm not talking about their gold necklaces and gold teeth? Funny enough, AJ here still ended up getting married. Congratulations to her and that one lucky cuck. Number 15, if you want to know why men are simping so much, Kevin Sorbo says it best by mentioning what's happening in society right now, and says that strong men never would have allowed this to happen. That's why the system attacks masculinity first, because it's the first, last, and only line of defense. Kevin may occasionally play a weak cuck on television, but he sounds based in real life. Moving on, many of you remember a bunch of years back when blue-collar workers were losing their jobs, and leftist journalists were telling them to learn to code. Well, now that BuzzFeed and Vice Media are going out of business, and mainstream media is imploding everywhere, and that's before artificial intelligence even takes over their jobs, it won't be long before the same soy boys will be replaced and told that it's time to weld. Number 17, we have a woman that tore a part of the Bible out that told women to be submissive to their husbands, and use it to smoke some Mary Jane. Just because those passages aren't there in her copy doesn't mean that they still aren't floating around everywhere else. Now I dare her to do the same for a page in the Quran, and show everyone. She will probably be turned to smoke herself if she does it. If that happens, you know that someone will be saying, "Abdul, get the rocks." Moving on is an image of what today's women are going to look like in 40 or 50 years at a retirement home. Maybe by that point they'll actually see the Leafs make it to the third round. But I'm kind of disappointed. What about nose rings and where are those devices or phones that they use at that point for a dopamine rush? Because no one wants to rush their bones anymore. Number 19, the real reason that women do yoga is to get in shape for Chad, because he might show up at any moment and take them. The truth is that yoga was something that only men did, until it was invaded by Western women, and now it seems to be something only for women and effeminate men, both of course looking for attention. Number 20, we have a real-life Tarzan who lived for 41 years, and had no idea that women ever existed. Imagine how blissful his existence must have been. So he's literally a 40-year-old virgin, and you know there are a ton of women out there that are lining up to break his spirit, because she's showing all the other men how happy they can be if they never knew what a woman was. Also, why doesn't he have a beard? Did they shave it off after they rescued him? Next up, we have a woman telling guys to take 3 weeks off of work, but tell their women that they lost their jobs, and to explain that they've also gone broke, and then watch over the next 14 days to see who they're actually married to. It's an awful plan because once she figures out that you lied, she will hate your guts and won't take the so-called joke very well. The woman sharing this advice clearly wants to stir up some drama for her own sick satisfaction. Number 22, we have a high school quarterback virtue signaling after he took a friend with Down syndrome to the prom. Of course, some would say he did it to get even more interest from the hot chicks, but he's a high school Chad, so it doesn't really matter what he does. He'll get the hot ones no matter what. Number 23 is or was an actual woman that died after getting too much plastic surgery. She wanted to look like Kim Kardashian and it killed her. People thought it was utterly fake and photoshopped, but she probably just had motor oil injected in their hiney and her waist narrowed with a couple of chest balloons added on top as well. Just look what these three did for attention. Moving on is a woman shaming the men of this generation for being a big joke. Meanwhile, she's probably single and looking to mingle now that Tyrone is out of her life. She made some bad decisions in her life, and now no doubt needs to blame all men for her awful choices. She sounds like she's projecting more than a class presentation. Looks like she probably also made grandma cry. LOL. Number 25 in today's last one is a real baddie that cries in an Uber because she's a 10, but men at the nightclub don't think so. She says tons of men hit on her because she's a fetish. Maybe she's a ton on the Richter scale, and this finally explains the age-old mystery about how Gilbert Grape was born. But of course, she's more than a 10 on the sexual marketplace value scale because once she stepped on it, it broke. And now it's stuck on 10 for all women, don't you know? I also wonder why people have nicknamed her Gorgoth the Destroyer. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and subscribe star links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.